The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Oh, happy, happy, joy, joy. The World Happiness Report for 2017 is in, and Canada ranks as the 7th happiest country on the planet. But wait a sec, those smug Norwegians are number one happy. That kind of makes me unhappy. I mean, I'm a competitive guy. Who are these bummed out Canadians who are harshing my mellow? And what does Norway have that we don't? Herring? Ski jumping? Just imagine how the Danes feel, dropped to second, getting kicked out of the top spot by them thieving Norwegians. Second banana Denmark is followed by Iceland, Switzerland, Finland, Netherlands, and then us. Our neighbors to the south rank 14th. Of course, they have good reason to be unhappy. Look who's running the country. The ranking was based on GDP per capita, healthy life expectancy, and freedom to make life choices. But you notice GDP per capita is mentioned first. So can money really buy happiness? It's a question as old as time. And with the US GDP rising, Americans should be all sunshine and roses. The answer can be found in the methodology used by the World Happiness Report to achieve its rankings, something called the Candrel Ladder. It asks respondents to think of a ladder, with the best possible life for them being a 10 and the worst possible life being a 0. They are then asked to rate their own current lives on that 0 to 10 scale. The same ladder was positioned next to 155 countries, and the conclusion should be of interest to all of us, not just the states where GDP and life expectancy did help elevate their ranking, but four social variables: generosity, social support, freedom, and corruption dropped them down a few rungs. In 2010, they did a study at Princeton, which found that greater income only equaled greater emotional well-being up to the tune of $75,000. After that, the emotional quality of a person's everyday experience does not improve in relation to income. So yeah, if you're like me, you still have good reason to be bummed every once in a while. But the bottom line in terms of happiness isn't the bottom line at all. If we truly want to be happier, we have to let our governments know that they need to grow a social conscience. It might not fix our economy, but maybe we'll come up with a working solution for that when we're all in a better mood. My name is Cal Cote. I don't know about you, but music makes me happy. If you have tickets to Tanarwin's North American tour, you should be joy luck super happy. These Tuaregs are the reigning kings of the Sahara Blues, and their new album Elwan, or The Elephants, is massive. Here's our debut, Sastanikan, I Question You, from World Beat Canada.
Sukoz taran dakhshinawan tinere sastana pam dikti fut midiwa letasni dilada shakwa inayan warani sinjay tisana tabar sukoz taran dakhshinawan Sastana qom dikti fut midiwa tisana ru maryama dagdaga wara lan falal tisana nasisingar da tadu wendi dinkar tinire sastana qom dikti fut midiwa le tasni dile da shakwa aina yan warani sinjay tisana taba sukuz taran tawshina wan Sikilan jarkalan Tenere, tenere, tenere ساعي هادكم تنيري سستان أبام تكتي فوت تمي ديوت لتازن دلاد الشكوى ملينا ينورني سنجي السنة يا تابات كوزة تان تغشي ناون
So blessed with great music coming from Africa. This is another amazing debut from a collective of West Africa's finest female vocalists. It's called Republique Amazon by Les Amazons d'Afrique, and it's on the Real World label. And that particular track is called I Play the Kora, which is something that women are not allowed to do in some West African societies. And the sales from that track, I Play the Kora, will be donated to the Pansy Foundation, which helps more than 80,000 women, nearly 50,000 of whom are victims of sexualized violence across the Central African Republic. And it's a worthy cause. It's an amazing disc. That track featured Rokia Kone, Mamani Keita, Eneke, Candia Kuate, Miriam Dubia, and backing vocals by Aminata Dante. And I have yet another great new album to share with you from Roberto Lopez of Colombian descent and now in Montreal. It's called Criollo Electric or Electric Creole. Here, try this one on for size. It's called Oye Candelaria, new Roberto Lopez from World Beat Canada.
Check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Lots more tasty grooves on that Roberto Lopez disc. Mm-hmm. April 6th through 8th at the Scotia Dance Center, themes of time and memory inspire Mazongi, a spellbinding contemporary African dance work created by internationally acclaimed Montreal choreographer Zab Madungu. Mazongi, or Return, is performed by a dynamic ensemble of 5 dancers and 2 percussionists. The electrifying dancing and drumming radiate energy and purpose. This piece emanates wisdom, heart, and spirit. April 6th through 8th is the 3rd annual Vancouver World Music Festival. The 3-night celebration of world beats and melodies will feature some world-class artists from Mexico, Colombia, Iran, Brazil, Nicaragua, Cuba, Spain, London, and Africa, as well as amazing artists from BC, including the BC World Music Collective, Hassau, Breaking Boundaries, Locarno, Farnaz Ohadi, and the Mahresh Ensemble, and Toque Flamenco, Tanga, as well. Ticket prices are $25 per night or $45 for a weekend pass. Details at worldmusicfest.ca. Ukrainian quartet Daka Braka brings their unique blend of ethno-chaos to the York Theatre Friday, April 21st. For tickets and more information, that's at caravanbc.com. And on Sunday, April 23rd at 8 p.m. at St. James Hall, the CAP Global Root Series presents Pedro Martinez, the Grammy-nominated Cuban folklorist and master of the bata drum and first call rumbero. We'll see you April 5th at the Chan Center for Tanarawan and Dengue Fever. Man, oh man, judging by this new album, that is going to be one killer show. 5 Alarm Funk have been putting on killer shows for their whole career. They have a brand new album out. They're 6 so far. It's called Sweat, an unfortunate occupational hazard in their line of work. We have Widowmaker to get to straight ahead on World Beat Canada. Our signal begins life in the humble former industrial heart of East Vancouver at 98.3 FM Roundhouse Radio. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. My name's Cal Coat.
One, two, three, cuatro.
Dropping it like we're clumsy. It's the beat of the world.
Thank you.
from an album called Laissez Être or Leave It Be, which is something they certainly don't. That is French supergroup Aquaserge, featuring members of Tame Impala, Stereolab, and Acid Mother's Temple, with something I guess you could call French-Italian film noir music, Charme d'Orient. It's time for A Touch of the Familiar, and it's one of my all-time favorite twisty tunes, going a ways back with Wall of Voodoo. Remember Stan Ridgway? Strange vocal approach on that guy. Well, Kinky are a group of pop innovators from Mexico City who put their own spin on that band's biggest and probably only hit, if I can recall. I'm on a Mexican radio with World Beat Canada.
Feel a hot wind on my shoulder, and a touch of a world that is colder. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on when in bed I slumber. I hear the rhythms of the music about a product never used. I hear the talking of the DJ. You understand just what does he say? I'm on a Mexican radio. They talk about the US inflation. I understand just a little.
No comprendo hay mucho ruido.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Barbecue Iguana, that is Kinky with Wall of Voodoo's Mexican Radio. Janka Nebe has an interesting story and a brand new album that we're going to share something with you from. It's called Build Music, and it features Boo Boo Music from Sierra Leone. He's an electronic artist, but he's dipping into a centuries-old tradition of trance music in Sierra Leone. Build Music, the title tune, is straight ahead on World Beat Canada. I hope you're enjoying our ride on the global side this week. My name is Calcote.
Bill Music. Salon Baba Bill Music. Salon Baba Bill Music. What a patani.
Bobo Music. Na Salon Baba Bill Music. What a patani.
Bobo Music.
Salon Bobo si.
Yeah,
I see na Anshi Bobo si.
Yeah,
I Salon Bobo si.
Yeah,
Anshi Bobo si.
Yeah,
Bill Music. Salon Bobo Bill Music. Bill Music. Salon Baba Bill Music. Salon Baba Bill Music. What a patani.
Bobo Music. Na Salon Baba Bill Music. What a patani.
Bobo Music.
Na Salon Baba si.
Bobo Music.
Asi Baba si.
Bobo Music.
Asi na Salon Baba si. Asi asi na Anshi Baba si.
Bobo Music.
Salon Baba si.
I come to you, Kabota Maruri. I come to you, Kabota Maruri. I come to you, Kabota Maruri. I come to you, Kabota Maruri.
Bill Music. Salon Baba Bill Music. Bill Music. Salon Baba Bill Music. Salon Baba Bill Music. What a patani.
Bobo Music. Na Salon Baba Bill Music. What a patani.
Bobo Music.
Salon Baba si. Asi asi na Anshi Baba si. Asi na Salon Baba si. Asi asi na Anshi Baba si.
I come to you, Kabota Maruri. I come to you, Kabota Maruri. I come to you, Kabota Maruri. I come to you, Kabota Maruri.
Anshi, Asi Tida Bas, Sibauna Siti Davas.
Away your bad name.
little bit of ska from Ziggy Marley and his album Love Is My Religion with Black Cat. He'll be in Vancouver at the Vogue Theatre on June 26th as part of the city's biggest music festival, the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. Always a high point in the year. This is Bossa Cucanova, three DJ programmers who get to the heart of samba, along with Roberto Menescal. It's Bom Dia Rio, Posto 6 on World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back. aquí, entren vacile. Tú te mueves así, entren de aquí, entren vacile. Tú te mueves así, entren de aquí, entren vacile. Tú te mueves así, entren de aquí, entren vacile.
Cabeza y baldosa, yeah. Mirada que va,
lo que va a pasar.
Y lo echa pa' acá.
Lo que va a pasar.
From Roberto Lopez earlier, a Montreal guitarist who took us back to Bogota with Criollo Electric. And Sistema Solar grew up listening to the same kind of stuff and were influenced by the same picos that Roberto Lopez was. And those are the sound systems manned by DJs that would start up the party. That's the first single from their third album, Rumbera, which celebrates women of all shapes and sizes. We celebrate the way music used to sound, more grit, less polish, with retro sounds from Steve Dawson and Nick Waterhouse on the way on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat.
back, it seemed the path was always clearly marked. Speak your mind and then you find a switchblade in the dark. You're running wild, tearing up the soles of your shoes. Down to the bottom and I'm looking for the clues. And all the while I'm saddled with the broken future blues. Bottom, too clear to be confused. Good luck shaking off the broken future blues.
We won't.
That sounds pretty authentic, doesn't it? Nick Waterhouse from an album called Time's All Gone. Surprise, surprise, so it is. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist, both available to you at the iTunes Store as a free subscription. The homepage is worldbeatcanada.com. I just put up a couple of new articles. We have a feature album review of Melisande, which is pretty cool. A couple of new videos. You know what? Just write me at the contacts page and say I want to get on your mail out list. And once a week, I'll give you an e-blast with all the latest material that's up at this vast resource, or at least it's getting that way. Calcopyrate.com is our blog where you'll find playlists and players and links to all of the artists for both programs. Locos Por Juana from Miami and the first single from their album Carib, Move Move, is designed to do exactly that. You know how to dance. You just gotta move. That's up on the way out. But our last word goes to Oscar Wilde, who said this, borrowing from the Bard, "The world is a stage, but the play is badly cast."
Communications.